Before we pray, let us start some scripture for our mutual encouragement. Let's see the book of Jude. The book of Jude. Verse 20. The book of Jude, verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Verse 21. Keep yourself in the love of God and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Verse 20 say, you, beloved, we are the beloved children of God. Every day we live our life in the love of God. And our hope is eternal life, just like verse 20, the later part of verse 21, unto eternal life. So between now and the time we go into eternal life, or we pass away, which means the beginning of eternal life, what should we do? The book of Jude gives us some encouragement. The first one is to build ourselves on the most holy faith. How can we build ourselves in the most holy faith? We have to build with the solid material, according to the 1 Corinthians. The solid material is the words of God. If we were able to build up our faith with the words of God, then we were able to withstand all different kind of temptation, all different kind of trial. So when we return home, we have to continue to live a life of Bible reading. We know the Bible reading is very important. Every day, early morning, I believe the most important thing is to let the words of God come into our heart. Let God talk to us before the email talk to us. Let the God talk to us before anybody talk to us. Because the words of God is life, is spirit. From the words of God, we can see the light shine upon our heart. We can see the hope at the beginning of our everyday life. The words of God always cleanse our heart, give us comfort, give us wisdom. So every day we begin our life with studying the words of God. It's just like having the breakfast. You know, these 2 weeks, you don't have breakfast because you fast, right? But when you go back home, please have your breakfast. Don't fast without prayer. Because fast without prayer is no good for your body. It's no good for your spirituality, right? When you really fast, you have to pray. If you don't pray, please have breakfast. Because that will good for your body. The most important meal in one day is breakfast. I know some of the youth just skip the breakfast every day. In the long term, it's really no good at all. But spiritual breakfast is more important, which means every day we have to start with studying the words of God, become our spiritual food to fulfill our heart. You know, very soon you are going to see the emptiness or getting bored or feel what meaning there is, that kind of feeling will come into our heart. That is a sign that we are not fulfilled spiritually. If you are fulfilled spiritually, every day you will feel very joyful, very peaceful. Even you do nothing, you just sit on the sofa. But the kind of sweetness is in your heart. Why? Because Jesus Christ is in your heart. But when you start to have feeling of emptiness, I want to watch movie, you have start to have a heart of meaningless. You have to go out with your friend to have fun. Of course, have fun is nothing wrong. But we have a fun with a worldly way, then it's something wrong. So we have to build ourselves in the most holy faith. Study the Bible always. And one step more, meditate the words of God. That will become our spiritual food. And also, let us communicate with each other more with the words of God. I still remember some of you joined the AMC volunteer training. I don't know whether you remember or not. Very early in the morning or in the break time or in the evening, I saw some of you keep on discussing the teaching of the Bible. I was so much touched. Nowadays, not many people, especially youth, not many people doing that way. In the AMC volunteer training, some of the attendants from the United States. So when you go back home, when you see your friend in the church, not only discussing something, have fun outside, but also share your thought, your reflection about your Bible reading. Do you know this can become a culture in TJC? We are facing a very powerful culture outside the church. And this culture usually in a very worldly way. Then we have to build our own culture. Our own culture is TJC culture, is biblical culture. Do you know when you visit the Muslim community, you can see the Muslim culture right away, from the way the woman dressed up themselves, from the way they pray. One day I was in Ghana, riding a taxi. The driver driving very fast. I say, I want to go home. Don't drive so fast. If you get involved with a car accident, I cannot go home, right? And he said, no. The time I pray is almost, it's almost the time I pray. Then we're passing a street about 1 mile long. Everybody bow down their head and praising towards a certain direction. They were Muslim. And in Nigeria, I've been in Nigeria, start from 1983. Every time we've been waiting the airplane in the airport, when a certain time arrive, regardless who they, how many people watching them, they just spread one of the seat and start to kneel down and facing to a certain direction and pray. Every day they have to pray for several times in that way. They don't care anybody look at me. It is time to pray, then to pray. This is Muslim culture. And how about TJC culture? Yes, TJC have a good culture. For example, NYTS, everybody of you come from everywhere and join here for 1 week, right? And to pursue the kingdom of God. This is a very good culture, right? But after we go home, right, in your family, you have to build up a spiritual culture. In your local church, we have to build a spiritual culture. If we have very powerful spiritual culture, we were able to withstand the influence of outside culture. If we don't have very powerful, unified spiritual culture, then we have no power to withstand the culture outside. So how can we build a culture? Start from build up our faith by reading the words of God. The words of God can transform our thinking. Do you know? Your idea in your mind will affect the way you live your life. Without changing the idea in your mind, it's difficult to change your life. So sometimes your parents try to ask you to do this and do that, you are very unwilling to do that. Why? Because your mindset has not been changed. Your concept had not been changed. If your concept been changed, then very easily you can do it. Oh. So edify us by Bible reading, Bible meditation, and Bible study. Start from here. Try to renew your concept in accordance with the teaching of the Bible. Oh. So you have so many convenient ways to chat with each other, right? Instead of talking to me, it's nonsense. When you get up, when you take a bath, when you do every same kind of routine show, and you put on that kind of text message, to me is I don't know why a lot of you do that. When I put more meaningful things, right? Share the reflection of your daily life, daily experience, reflection of your Bible reading, reflection of the testimony you heard. And this is called fellowship. So this is the first point. Build up ourselves in the most holy faith. The second point, let's come back to Jude, verse 20. And then, pray in the Holy Spirit. The Bible specially say pray in the Holy Spirit. You know, we are able to pray for 40 minutes, 1 hour. It is because we have Holy Spirit. If we don't have Holy Spirit, it's very difficult to pray more than 10 minutes. Because it keeps on saying for 10 minutes and you finish everything already, right? Then you have to repeat the same thing. No. So without the Holy Spirit, it's very difficult to pray long. But with the Holy Spirit, by the guidance and movement of the Holy Spirit, we are able to pray very long because Holy Spirit will move you. Even though we cannot understand the tongue we are praying, but Holy Spirit will move your heart and you know what your heart is thinking, right? Right now I'm praying for my parents. Right now I'm praying for my sibling. Right now I'm praying for myself. So you can understand the tongue, but you know what you are praying now. So this is a very mysterious way, a very godly way to pray. Pray with the Holy Spirit. Let's see the book of Romans. The book of Romans chapter 8. The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groaning, which cannot be uttered. Sometimes we will tell other people, oh, you don't understand me, right? You misunderstand me, right? It seems I understand myself the most. Are you sure? You understand yourself the most? Probably not, right? Peter told Jesus Christ, I'm going to die for you. And what did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? You are going to deny me for 3 times. So Peter did not know himself at all spiritually. But in the eyes of Jesus, Jesus Christ totally understand Peter. So Peter did not know to pray for himself. In the most critical moment, he fell asleep because he felt that he was strong enough to follow Jesus. He did not know his own weakness. He did not know he's going to deny Jesus Christ for 3 times. But Jesus knew that Peter was weak. Jesus knew that Peter was going to deny him for 3 times. So Jesus Christ prayed for Peter. And he told Peter, right? It is a work of Satan. Try to get you. So I pray for you. One day you are going to return your faith. Then you should pray for other people. So today, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So when you pray with the Holy Spirit, is very similar, like Jesus Christ pray for you, because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So Holy Spirit know you totally, 100%, and you don't know yourself. Now, tomorrow, what kind of difficulty we are going to encounter, we don't know, but God knows. One year that Pastor Huang and I, we are doing missionary work in Kenya. And later on, I heard his testimony one of the morning, because every morning we pray about 1 hour. And that Holy Spirit moved him. He was praying so hard for his family. He did not know why. But after he returned to the United States, then he found out that right after the prayer, not long later, right after the prayer, and his wife get involved with a car accident. And thank God, everyone is safe. But the car was badly damaged. So Holy Spirit knew what is going to happen to us. Holy Spirit knew what is going to happen to your family. So when you follow the movement of Holy Spirit and pray, and that is the intersection of Jesus Christ. And that kind of prayer can pray according to God's will. And that is a perfect prayer. So in TJC, we really have a very, very wonderful blessing. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you are facing a lot of difficult decisions, right? As what we mentioned, there are several decisions. It seems nothing, but it's really very critical. The outcome of decision, maybe you cannot change in your whole life. The first one is, what kind of major and which school are you going to study? The second item is, what kind of job and where are you going to take the job? This is the second one. The third one is, whom are you going to get married and when are you going to get married? The fourth one is, how many do you have children, all right? How many children do you want to have? And when are you going to have your children? It seems you feel like it, you just do it. But if you observe everyone in the church, you analyze the reason their faith keeps on growing, they can live a life of servitude because they make a right decision. And then you can also see so many cases indicated that the reason nowadays a person's faith decline or even leave the church because they make a wrong decision in these four areas. Oh. So you are facing these four decisions. The very important is pray with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit knows what is going to happen in front of you. Holy Spirit knows the best way for you. So if you don't know how to pray, right? Just use words of understanding, tell God your difficulty. And then you start to say, hallelujah, pray with the Holy Spirit. There's a tongue, guide your prayer. That's all. You don't have to guide how God should do for you, right? A lot of time, when you pray, we already make the decision. Lord, I want to go there. So please, fulfill my wish, go there. Make a left turn. If you love me, make a left turn. It seems God is not as smart as we are, right? So the best way is to pray with the Holy Spirit. Now, just tell God your difficulty. Just tell God your wish. And then pray with the Holy Spirit and surrender your authority to God. And let God guide you. Now, if we are able to build up ourselves in the holy faith, your concept have been transformed by the truth. And you are able to pray with the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit guide your way, you are not going to make any mistake in a major decision. You are not going to do that. So it's very important now. Pray with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, and it will intercede for us. That's so wonderful. So this is the second one. The third one, Jude, verse 20. The third one, 21. Keep yourself in the love of God. Do you know? When Adam lived in the Garden of Eden, actually, he was living in the love of God. So in the Garden of Eden, there was peace, there was joy, there was righteousness, because Garden of Eden was the kingdom of God. And how come Adam lose this blessing? Because he did not keep himself in the love of God. Why? Because he chose to fulfill his own lust and against God's words. So how can we keep ourselves in the love of God? The most simple way is follow the words of God. Follow the words of God. Whatever God wants you to do, do it according to the Bible. So Jesus Christ said, if you love me, follow my commandment. Whatever the Bible says you cannot do it, just consider it a commandment. Don't consider it a suggestion. It's a difference. Consider it a commandment. And when there is a gray area, you cannot find very definite yes or wrong. When there is a gray area, what should you do? The first thing you think about, it did really benefit me. For smoking, you can never find Bible say don't smoke, right? But is that benefit me? Physically. The second one, can it edify others? The third one, can it glorify the name of God? So when there's a gray area, just think about it three ways. Is it really benefit me? Is that really edify others? Is that really glorify the name of God? And if you use these three principles to make a judgment, then we will keep ourselves in the love of God. Keep ourselves in the love of God. And then you will remain in the kingdom of God, and peace and joy and righteousness will prevail in your daily life. So it's so important. God loves us so much, but you have the freedom to choose. Keep yourself in the love of God or keep yourself out of the love of God. You have the freedom to make choice. God loves us. He wants us to remain in his love, but it's upon your own choice. So this is verse 21, the last sentence. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. All of this, we pray, we read the Bible, right? We keep the faith. After we put all our own effort in doing that, what should we do? We have to look for the mercy of God. Because without the mercy of God, even we put a lot of effort into it, we may not be successful. So we ask God, I'm nothing, I'm very weak, so have a mercy on me. Always guide me, always be with me. So to live a successful life, let us follow verse 20 and verse 21. So this will be our last morning prayer. I believe all of us have a lot of things to pray. And I also know that in your family, maybe you are the strongest one in the faith. So you maybe have to play the role being a watchman in your family. You maybe have to play a role being a shepherd in your family, even though you are young. How can you do that? Through the prayer, through the power of God, through the mercy of God. So, please, when you pray, always remember your family member. Right? So let's come forward and have our last morning prayer. Let's come forward.